排听得见吗？
Can you hear me at the back from the microphone?
最后一排听得见吗？最后一排听得见吗？
最后一排。
请我们打开马太福音第六章。
Please open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
从第一节读到第十八节。
Verses 1 to 18.
中文、英文一起读。
English, Mandarin. Let's read it together.
马太第六章。
Matthew 6.
一到十八节。
1 to 18.
一、二、三。
Let's start. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men.Seen by them. If you do, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth.
Shall we bow and pray? 天父，每一次我们可以吃饼喝杯来纪念你的时候，
Heavenly Father, every time as we break the bread and drink the cup to remember you,
我们心里面实在是满了感谢和赞美。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praises.
我们是什么样的人？
Who we are.
居然能够有这样子的权利，
that we can have such a privilege,
可以与你的儿子一同坐席，
that we can sit on the same table as your beloved son,
我们可以享受你在桌子上所预备的爱宴，
we can enjoy the love feast you have prepared for us,
我们惊讶，
we are amazed,
我们感恩，
we thank you,
是何等的恩典，
what a grace,
我们是一个叛逆你的人。
We were rebels.
我们是一个硬着景象的人。
We are stiff-necked people.
你却不放弃我们。
Yet you haven't let us go.
在你莫大的恩典中。
In your amazing grace and mercy.
你一直怜悯我们。
You still have been gracious to us.
一次又一次地让我们看见你的爱。
Again and again you have revealed your love to us.
我们要感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
早晨当我们再有一点时间坐在你脚前的时候
This morning while we still have this opportunity before your feet
我们求你拿去我们心中一切缠累我们的事
We pray that you remove anything that is entangling our hearts
让我们能够专一的来仰望
That we can keep our eyes focused on you
我们能够听见你要对我们说的话
We can listen to the words you want to speak to us
我们恳切地求你
We eagerly pray and cry out to you
对你的百姓说话
Speak to your people
没有你的话
Without your word
我们就在黑暗里
We will remain in darkness
没有你的话
Without your word
我们就没有力量
We do not have strength
我们等候你
Lord, we wait on you
我们深深地相信
We firmly believe that
等候你的人必不致羞愧。
Those who wait on you will never be ashamed.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们过去的几堂聚会里
For the past few sections,
我们一起来思想主在马太第六章所说的话。
Together we are meditating on the words of the Lord in the book of Matthew.
我们惊讶主对这我们属灵生活的重视。
We are amazed how the Lord emphasized our spiritual condition and life before Him.
我们也惊讶主让我们看到我们真正的问题在哪里。
And we are amazed to see the Lord has revealed to us our true problem.
我们是在乎人的认可呢
？Do we care men's appraisal?
还是我们在乎神的称许呢
？Or God's appraisal and approval，
在敬虔的生活里面
，in our life of godliness，
主第一个讲到的
，the first thing he mentioned，
是我们对别人的态度
，our attitude towards people，
我们对人是否有恩典
？Are we gracious to people？
我们是否在乎别人？
Or do we care about others?
还是我们依然是一个以自我为中心的人？
Or we still only always be self-centered?
这是检验一个人属灵的第一个标准。
This is the first test about one's spirituality.
你是一个单顾自己的人呢？
Do you really only care about yourself?
还是你有耶稣基督的心肠？
Or you have the heart of Jesus Christ?
你愿意为着别人
For the sake of others,
你愿意牺牲
You're willing to sacrifice.
你愿意真的看别人比自己强
Willing to regard others as better than yourself.
这是一个人属灵生活的第一面
This is the first aspect of one's spiritual reality.
你怎么看别人
How do you view others?
你怎么跟别人互动
How do you interact with people?
一个不能够跟别人好好互动的人
One cannot interact in harmony with others
是不可能在神的面前有什么真实属灵的价值
It's not possible for you to have real spiritual value before God
然后我们的主就进入到
And then the Lord continued We are coming to verse 5
你注意到同样的事情发生
Same things happened here
我们的主没有说如果你祷告的时候
The Lord didn't say if you pray
我们的主说当你祷告的时候
He said when you pray
正如同我们的主期待我们会做施舍的事情
It's exactly like the Lord is anticipating us to give
同样的我们的主也期待每一个有属天生命的人会祷告
And the Lord is expecting all who have the heavenly life insideShall pray.
我们的主在这里同样的给了我们一些警告
And saying, the Lord here gives us a warning.
叫我们不要像那些假冒为善的人
That we shall not be like the hypocrites.
我们昨天说过了什么叫做假冒为善
We have explained last night the meaning of being a hypocrite.
假冒为善是我们演得很像。
Hypocrites act very well.
我们演到一个地步。
Act so well to an extent that.
我们不但骗了别人。
Not only we have deceived others.
我们把自己都骗了。
We also deceived ourselves.
我认识有一些弟兄姐妹。
I've known several brothers and sisters.
他们祷告的时候。
As they pray.
他们说的话。
The words they spoke.
他们说话的那个腔调
the way they pray
他们用的字
the tone and the wordings
跟他们平常说话是完全不一样的
is totally different with how they normally would converse with others
非常的属灵
very spiritual
他们以为自己真的很属灵
they think they are indeed very spiritual
他们却不知道他们只是演得很像。
But they don't realize, indeed, they were acting very spiritual.
我去过一个聚会。
I've been to a meeting.
我简直不能相信。
I couldn't believe.
如果我的眼睛不要张开。
If I didn't open my eyes.
几乎所有站起来祷告的弟兄。
Almost every brother and sister standing up and pray.
是有同样的腔调。
Use exactly the same tune.
有同样的用词。
And same context.
他们讲来讲去，大家都是好像一个模子出来的。
Again and again, repeatedly, they seem to be out from the same mold.
他们骗了别人。
They deceived others.
也骗了自己。
They also deceived themselves.
这叫做假冒为善。
This is what is meant here by hypocrites.
假冒为善的人。
Hypocrites.
在祷告这件事情上。
And in the matter of prayer.
最喜欢的就是别人知道他祷告。
They really love to let others know that they are praying.
有一个英国的传道人。
There was an English preacher.
他到一个校园去服事。
He visited a campus to serve.
在那个校园有一个查经班。
And there is a Bible study in the campus.
他去之前。
Before he went.
有人就告诉他。
Someone told him already.
你如果到这个校园去服事
If you visited and served in that campus,
你一定要去看某一个姐妹
You must go and visit a sister, a particular sister first.
他就问为什么我要看这个姐妹
So he asked why.
他说因为这一个姐妹
Because this sister,
她每天至少花五个小时祷告
Every day, at least 5 hours, she would pray. Wow.
很厉害啊
Wow.
每天花五个小时祷告。
Remarkable, every day, 5 hours.
他到了校园。
So he visited there.
来接他的同工们。
The co-workers are receiving him.
然后就对他说。
And told him.
很欢迎你到我们这里来服事。
Welcome, coming to us.
晚上我们要请你跟一个姐妹一起吃饭。
We want to invite you to have dinner with one sister.
这个姐妹非常属灵。
A very spiritual sister.
你怎么知道呢?
How do you know?
他每天祷告超过五个小时。
At that, she prayed more than 5 hours every day.
然后这个传道人就这样一直问自己。
So the preacher was asking himself,
为什么每个人都知道他每天祷告五个小时呢？
How come everyone knows that she would pray for 5 hours every day?
假冒为善的
hypocrites,
他的祷告
her prayer.
是要让所有的人都知道他祷告。
Was to let everyone know that she prays.
读到这样子的经文
You know, the moment you read this passage,
你千万不要以为
Please do not misunderstand.
我们的主不允许或者不喜欢我们在人的面前祷告。
Our Lord doesn't like or doesn't approve we pray before men.
你知道有一个弟兄
You know, there's a brother.
他读这段圣经读了好几遍以后
After he reading these passages few times,
他就决定以后波饼聚会都不祷告。
He decided from now on, he will never pray in the breaking of bread meeting.
他说我不要让别人知道我祷告。
I don't want others to know that I'm praying.
我不要像那假冒为善的人。
I don't want to be like the hypocrites.
请记住
Please remember,
不是你做什么
Not what you do.
是你为什么做这件事
But the reason for you doing it
请问各位
Let me ask you
我们的主他自己
Our Lord himself
有没有公开的祷告
Did he pray openly?
有。
Of course.
他是假冒为善的人吗？
Was he a hypocrite?
当然不是。
Of course not.
请问保罗有没有公开的祷告？
What about Paul? Did he have open prayer?
有。
Of course he did.
他是假冒为善的人吗？
Was he a hypocrite?
当然不是。
Of course not.
所以不要以为每一个公开祷告的人都是假冒为善的。
But please do not misunderstand everyone who prays openly are hypocrites.
但是每一个假冒为善的人一定喜欢公开的祷告。
But on the other hand, every hypocrite would love to have open prayer before people.
他怕别人不知道他会祷告。
He was afraid that people would misunderstand him, that he doesn't know how to pray.
主在这里所禁止的。
But the law here is forbidding.
不是公开的祷告
，not about open prayers，
是要借着祷告让别人以为我属灵。
But it's prayers that through prayers they want people to realize I am spiritual。
借着祷告让别人觉得我爱主
，through prayer people would think that I love the Lord。
这样的祷告
，these prayers，
是我们的主所禁止的。
It's what the Lord is forbidding here。
有一个。
属灵的前辈
There is a mature brother before us.
他曾经教过我一句话
Once he has taught me a word.
他说有一个重要的方法
There is a very important means.
你可以保守自己在祷告的事上
You can keep yourself in the matter of prayer.
那就是你私下的祷告
It's your personal prayer.
一定要超过你公开的祷告。
Must be more than your open prayers.
你私下祷告的那个热情。
The passion when you pray in private.
要超过你公开祷告的热情。
Must be more than the passion when you pray openly.
如果你私下祷告是应付一下。
If your private prayer is just a routine.
你知道有一些弟兄姐妹
的祷告是每天一样的。
You know, many brothers and sisters, they pray the same every day.
好像录音机放一下。
Just like you turn on the recording.
但是到了公开祷告的时候。
But in public prayer.
它就有些花样出来了。
There will be a different format and varieties.
真实的祷告。
Genuine prayers.
讨神喜悦的祷告。
Prayers that are pleasing to God.
不是表演。
It's not performance.
是。里面
真诚的与主沟通
is genuine fellowshipping with the Lord from inside.
我记得很清楚
I remember very clearly.
我很
年轻的时候
When I was young.
我在教会里面非常的活跃
I was very zealous in the church.
其中有很多重要有一些神
特别的
恩典
Of course, special grace from the Lord.
但是很大一部分也是因为我是一个满了肉体的人。
Indeed, most of the time, I was full of my own flesh.
我
受洗的那一天
The day when I was baptized.
我们教会一位八十
几岁的老姐妹
An old sister already in her 80s in the church.
在我们受浸完了以后
After we were baptized,
上来
恭喜我。
And came up and congratulated me.
他说小弟弟啊
Young brother.
因为我那个时候
只有十几岁
I was only in my teens.
我是那一批受浸里面最年轻的
I was the youngest among the peer.
所以他叫我小弟弟啊
So she was addressing me as young brother.
他说你真有福啊
You are so blessed.
这么年轻就受洗了
You are so young and now you got baptized.
我也觉得自己很不错
I was really actually very, feeling very good.
然后他跟我说
And then she said,
既然已经受洗
Now that you have been baptized,
明天早上
Yesterday, tomorrow morning,
六点半
6:30,
你来我家
You come to my house,
陪我一起去礼拜堂
I will go with you to the church together,
我们一起去守晨更
We will go for the morning watch together,
我就傻在那里
I was stunned,
我说他们没有告诉我受完浸就要六点半去你家的。
Because no one has ever told me that after baptism I need to go to your place at 6:30 in the morning.
那个时候没有人告诉我是可以不去的。
And no one actually told me that I could but not go.
我只是觉得我上当了。
I just felt I was trapped.
怎么会受洗了呢？
Why would I get baptized?
那早知道这样子我就不受洗了。
If I knew that beforehand, I wouldn't have been baptized.
那可是一个八十几岁的老太太。
But now, an old sister in her 80s.
满脸笑容。
Full of smile.
很有爱心的样子。
And full of love.
来恭喜我。
Or comes up and then congratulates me.
又邀请我六点半陪她去
and asking me to go with her at 6:30 in the morning to the church.
我好意思说不去吗？
Can I reject this request?
我又不知道可以说不去
and I didn't know I could reject.
我就只好认命。
Oh, I have to comply.
第二天早上六点半，我就陪她从她家走到礼拜堂。
So second morning, 6:30 in the a.m., I went and walked with her to the church.
到了礼拜堂。
When we arrived in the church,
到了礼拜堂以后
and after we arrived in the church,
我一看
I saw,
我好高兴啊
I was very happy.
你们知道为什么吗
You know why?
因为全礼拜堂里面总共四个
Whole church, there were only four people.
牧师
The pastor,
牧师娘
And obviously the pastor's wife,
老太太
the old sister,
还有我
and myself.
我突然之间觉悟了
And suddenly I realized something. I was enlightened.
不是受过洗的人都要来的
It's not all who were baptized could come, need to come.
我可以不来的
I can not
come. 哇好高兴啊
I was so happy.
然后我们就坐下来。
And then we sat.
我们坐下来，我们的牧师就开始说，我们一起来读经。
So we sat, and the pastor said, "Let's start."To read the Bible.
你知道这现在讲这件事
You know, as I recall this event,
是五十年前多的五十多年前的事
It's more than 50 years ago.
我都记得那天读什么圣经呢
I still remember the passage he read.
诗篇139篇呢
Psalm 139.
他就给我们讲了一遍
So he explained the passage to us.
然后叫我们跪下来祷告。
And asked us to all kneel and pray.
他跪下来的时候他说每一个人都要祷告。
And then when he knelt, he said every one of us must pray.
我们轮流祷告。
Let's pray in turn.
然后牧师就开始祷告。
The pastor started first.
这个牧师的祷告还 OK 啊。
His prayer was fine.
我讲的 OK 的意思就是没有太久啊。
When OK, I meant not too long.
但是没有太久我已经有一点受不了了。
I already felt a bit impatient, even with short prayer.
因为我从来没有跪过啊。
But I've never knelt and pray.
我跪这么久麻了。
I felt numb, my legs felt numb after kneeling for a while.
好不容易他说阿们。
So after he said amen.
哦我很开心啊。
I was very happy.
然后牧师娘开始了。
And then the pastor's wife continued.
我的妈妈咪呀
My goodness.
这牧师娘跟牧师不一样啊。
The pastor's wife was different from the pastor.
哇谁家的小孩啊
Well, whose daughter is from this family?
啊谁家的什么老公啊
Okay, pray for the child of family and the husband of
family. 谁家的这个是那全教会什么事他都知道啊。
So she prayed everything happening in the whole church, every family.
哇我跪得不行了啦。
So I knelt, I really couldn't bear anymore.
我就稍微动一下。
So I moved myself a little.
结果老太太在旁边呢。
And then the old sister next to me.
踢我一脚啊。
She kicked at me.
不要乱动。
Don't move, don't move.
吓死我
I was so scared.
就忍啊
I was just holding on.
再忍啊
I keep holding on.
哇那是我这一辈子第一次懂得什么叫恒久忍耐
It's the first time I've ever learned like long suffering.
终于这个牧师娘说阿们
So when the pastor's wife said amen,
finished,
I was so happy.
我哪里知道?
Then I realized
好戏在后面呢?
Something better continued.
老太太开始了,
the old sister started her prayer.
我已经不记得她讲什么了,
I really couldn't remember what she prayed for.
因为我已经撑不住了,
I really couldn't stand anymore.
我觉得我每一分钟都要去见主了,
every minute was my last moment.
我就一直在那里祷告啊,
I was praying and praying.
我祷告只说两句话,
just two words.
第一句话是主啊,
first, my Lord.
第二句话是救我,
save me.
不知道忍耐到什么时候啊,
I don't know for how long I had to bear.
老太太说完了,
and then the old sister finished.
我赶快想要站起来啊,
I really wanted to stand up.
老太太一把就给我压下去了,
and the old sister pressed me down.
你还没有祷告,
you haven't prayed.
祷告咯,
so I prayed.
主耶稣啊,
my dear Lord Jesus,
谢谢你救我,
thank you for saving me.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我站起来了,
so I stood.
不会走路,
I couldn't walk.
因为全部都是麻的,
because my whole leg were numbed.
等了很久啊,
and waited for a long time.
可是我心里很高兴,
I tell you what, deep in my heart, I was very happy.
因为我知道,
because I knew,
明天不用来了,
tomorrow morning, I don't need to go.
结果等到他们都寒暄完了,
but after they have finished their conversation,
我的脚也开始可以动了,
and I could start to walk.
老太太说回家,
and the old sister said, let's go home.
哦,我好开心啊,
I was very happy.
正要走,
the moment we started,
牧师说话了,
and then the pastor said,
年轻人啊,
young man,
你是我们教会最爱主的一个年轻人,
you are the most the brother who loved the Lord most among the young.
我没有看过一个年轻人一受洗就来教会晨祷的,
I've never seen a young brother once baptized immediately to join the morning prayer.
我为你感谢上帝,
I thank God for you.
你明天还会来吧?
Do you want to come tomorrow?
你们说我明天去不去啊?
What do you guess? Did I go or not?
去啊,
yes.
为什么去啊?
Why would I go?
全教会最爱主的年轻人,
because I'm the young man who loves the Lord the most.
从那天开始啊,
from that day onward,
每次有人来我们教会,
every time that someone visits our church,
我们的牧师一定会介绍,
our pastor will introduce,
我介绍你认识我们教会最爱主的年轻人,
let me introduce to you the brother who loves the Lord the most in our church.
所以请问各位啊,
so let me ask you this question,
儿童主日学需要老师谁会去教啊?
Sunday school teachers, we need many of them, who would volunteer?
最爱主那个对吧?
Of course, the one who loved the Lord the most.
厨房需要人帮忙谁会去帮忙啊?
We need brothers and sisters helping in the kitchen, who would volunteer?
谁啊?
Who would volunteer?
最爱主的那个对吧?
The one who loved the Lord the most.
领师是谁啊?
What about leading him?
连豆芽菜都不会看也去领师啊?
You know, someone who doesn't even know the musical notes would volunteer to lead.
当然是最爱主那个嘛,
of course, the one who loved the Lord the most.
短宣队谁要去啊?
What about joining the short missionary team?
还是最爱主那个嘛,
the same person.
对吧?
Of course.
监狱事工谁要去啊?
Who would like to visit the prison?
最爱主的那一个嘛,
the same one who loved the Lord the most.
哇,我那个时候真是热心爱主哦,
well, back then I was so fervent and zealous and loving the Lord.
就在那个时候,
at that time,
有一个爱我的弟兄,
a brother who loved me,
神就用他做我的师父,
God had used him as my mentor.
有一天他就把我叫到旁边去,
one day he called me aside,
问我一个话。
He asked me a question.
他说，你会祷告吗？
He asked me, do you know how to pray?
哦，这句话很伤人呢。
You know, this is very hurtful.
他在问谁啊？
Who is he asking?
他在问全教会最爱主的年轻人。
He's asking the young man who loves the Lord the most.
而且这个年轻人从受洗第一天开始
And that young man, the day after his baptism,
每天早上去教会祷告的
Every morning would join the morning prayer in the church.
你还有脸有还好意思问呢
How dare you ask this young man this simple question?
你会不会祷告、啊、
Do you know how to pray?
我听到觉得很受伤。
I was actually very hurt when I heard that question.
所以我就看看他。
So I looked at him.
我说祷告有什么了不起啊
？What is the big deal regarding prayer?
眼睛闭起来。
Just close your eyes.
你们、我们、他们。
You, I, and they.
然后加个阿门。
And amen.
搞定。
That's it.
谁不会祷告啊
？Who doesn't know how to pray?
你去教会久一点。
If you come to the church for a while,
听这个人怎样祷告
listen to how he prays,
听那个人怎样祷告
listen to her how she prays,
这一句把他抄过来
copy from him these words,
那一句给他背起来
copy from him that verse,
加在一起稍微炒一炒
remember them, combine them, and just, jumble them, that's it.
谁不会祷告啊
Anyone, anyone can pray.
你怎么会问我这种问题啊
How would you ask this silly question?
大概十年前
But 10 years ago,
我的师父已经差不多老年痴呆
My mentor was almost demented.
有的时候清醒
Sometimes very alert.
有的时候就搞不清楚谁是谁
Sometimes confused.
我去看他
So I visited him.
他住在老人院里
He's staying in the nursing home.
我每年都去看他。
Every year, I would go and see him.
我看他。
I look at him.
我陪他。
I accompany him.
我跟他聊天。
And just talk and fellowship with him.
有一段时间很清醒。
Certain time, he'd be very clear mind.
然后他就跟我说。
And then he told me.
他说 Peter.
Peter.
我最近在读 E.M. Barnes.
I was reading the book by E.M. Barnes.
祷告出来的能力
The power from prayer.
我已经读了二十遍
I've read that for more than 20 years, 20 times.
我越读啊
The more I read,
我越发现我不会祷告
The more I discover myself don't know how to pray.
你知道当我听他这样跟我分享的时候
You know, when I heard him sharing this with me,
我想起来几十年前了
And I remember a few decades ago,
我告诉他说
And I told him,
祷告有什么难的
How difficult it should be about prayer.
谁不会祷告
Anyone can pray easily.
闭上眼睛
Close your eyes.
你们、我们、他们、阿们
You, I, them, amen.
高顶
That's it.
突然之间明白
And I suddenly realized,
祷告是基督徒生命中最简单的功课
Prayer is the most fundamental lesson for a Christian.
当你真的有主生命的时候
If you really have the life of God in you,
你会跟神说话
Yes, you will know how to pray and speak to the Lord.
你说的那些话可能教会的人不欣赏
The words you speak,May not be appreciated by the church's people.
但是如果你是真心的
But if you are genuine,
神很喜欢
God is pleased.
所以祷告是真的最简单的
Truly, prayer is the most simple thing.
但是祷告也是最难的
But again, prayer is the most difficult.
因为真实的祷告
Because true prayers,
不只是告诉神
Not only you are telling God something,
真实的祷告
And true prayers,
是跟神有更深的互动
It's have deeper interaction with God.
跟神有真实的交通
Have deep fellowship, genuine fellowship with God, communion.
这是为什么主在第六节告诉我们
This is why in Verse 6, the Lord is telling us.
你祷告的时候。
As you, when you pray.
注意。
Pay attention here.
不是你们祷告的时候。
Not you plural.
你
But you, singular, you yourself.
你这个人。
You, in particular.
你自己。
Your very own.
你会祷告。
When you pray,
你要祷告。
You must pray.
你一定会祷告。
You certainly would pray.
因为你里面有一个属天的生命。
Simply because you have the heavenly life in you.
当你要祷告的时候。
And when you pray,
你要怎么做呢？
What do you do?
你要进你的内室。
You need to go to your inner room.
关上门。
Close the door.
祷告你在暗中的父。
And pray to your father who is unseen.
什么叫内室？
What is the inner room?
我认识一些弟兄姐妹。
I know certain brothers and sisters.
他们有一个地方。
There is a particular room.
是他们祷告的地方。
Is their room of prayer.
那是他们的内室。
Is their inner room.
但是主在这里所说的话
But the Lord's words here
不见得是指一个地方
He's not referring to a room physically
主在这里所告诉我们的
But the Lord is here telling us
是我们要在一个光景的里面
We must be in a condition
是跟外面的世界我们把它关上
That you are shut off from the external world
我以前一直不太懂这个。
I previously didn't understand the meaning here.
我常常觉得祷告就是要到一个没有人的地方。
I often thought, when I prayed, I need to go to a very quiet place with no one else.
这叫做内屋。
That's the meaning of the inner door, inner room.
然后我在那里跟神讲话。
Then I would speak with the Lord.
可是有一年。
But once,
神给我一个很特别的经历。
God has given me a special experience.
而那一次的经历就改变了我对这祷告的认识。
And that experience changed my understanding about prayer.
我跟几个不同国家的同工们。
I was together with co-workers from different countries.
我们在香港有一个聚集。
We had a gathering in Hong Kong.
为着在中国大陆的一个特定的服事
For a special ministry for China.
我们在那里相约好。
We already, fixed the time together.
我们就到了那个我们去的那个房间。
We would be all arriving at that room.
是八月。
In August.
香港的八月。
August in Hong Kong.
不是这里的八月。
It's very different from August here.
那个时候的温度
The temperature then
大约是39度
Around 39 degrees Celsius
我们进到那个房间
As we entered into that room
我们发现这个房间的冷气是坏的
We then discovered the air conditioner was broken
你可以想象有多热
You can imagine how hot we were
所以我们就把所有的窗子都打开。
So we opened all the windows.
我们在的那个房间。
In that room.
是在九龙最繁华的一条街上。
It was in the most busy road in Kowloon.
外面的车水马龙。
The noise outside from the streets, from the cars, everything.
然后那些行人讲话买东西声音大得不得了
From the markets, from the conversations, from the pedestrians, very noisy.
我们坐在那里要祷告
We were sitting there and started to pray.
我一开始以为
The originally I thought
我们这次没有办法祷告
He couldn't pray this time.
我做梦都没有想到
But in my wildest dream
就在那个时候
I didn't realize right at that moment.
我们发现我自己
I discovered myself
好像进到一个内屋一样
I was actually in my inner room
而且外面所有的声音可以听不见
You know, I could simply didn't hear all the noises from around.
所有的门都可以关上。
All the doors are shut.
好像天就可以打开了一样。
It seems the heavens open for me.
那一次我才知道。
Then I realized.
原来那屋不是指的一个物质的地方。
I realized inner room doesn't refer to a physical inner room.
那屋其实是指着至圣所。
The inner room refers to the Holy of the Holies.
是我们面见神宝座的地方。
It's where we face the throne of God.
是在那里，这世界和这世界的一切都被关在门外。
It's where the world and anything from the world we shut up to our.
我们可以把我们的心向神敞开。
And we can open our hearts to our God.
我们可以毫无恐惧。
With no fear.
我们没有一点点的拦阻。
And no obstacle.
跟神祷告。
We can pray to God.
很奇妙的事情。
And amazingly.
是当我们进到主的面光中的时候
And as we come to the face of the Lord,
我们看不见我们的主
We cannot see with our Father We cannot see our Father
我信主很多年
After I believed for many years
我曾经不知道有几百次
For 100 times
我跟主求
I asked the Lord
主啊
Lord,
只要一次
only once,
只要一次
once will be enough,
让我看见你
let me see you,
我就满足了
I will be satisfied,
但是主从来没有答应过
but the Lord has never answered his prayer,
我试过很多的方法
I've tried many means,
我买了很多很多奥秘派的书
I've bought so many books from the mystics,
我在想我有什么方法可以看见主
How can I see the Lord?
但是有一天当我再读第六节的时候
But one day when I read again verse 6
好像这节圣经会发光
This verse shines right in front of me
这节圣经会跳出来
The whole verse just pop up from the Bible
祷告你在暗中的父
Pray to your father who is unseen.
你在暗中的父
Father who is unseen.
我们的神
Our God.
我们的父
Our father.
看不见的
He cannot be seen.
看不见的
You cannot see him.
然而奇妙的是什么
But amazingly.
是你父在暗中查看
That your father who sees what is done in secret.
我们看不见他。
We cannot see him.
他看得见。
But he can see us.
我们最大的难处是什么
?You know what is our biggest difficulty?
是我们以为我们看不见他。
We think that we cannot see him.
所以他也看不见我们。
So he will not be able to see us.
但是圣经的启示
But it's the revelation of the Bible.
是我们看不见他。
Truly, we cannot see him.
但是他可以看见我们。
But he can see us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
这是何等宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing this is.
我们看不见他。
We cannot see him.
我们不需要看见他。
We don't need to see him.
我们可以在信心中就相信他看见我们。
But by faith.We know that He is seeing us.
这是何等宝贵的一件事情。
What a privilege, what a wonderful thing.
这样的一位爱我们的神。
A God who loved us so dearly.
他的眼目常在我们的身上。
He keeps His eyes on us all the time.
我旁边有200个年轻人。
You know, with me, there are 200 young people.
常常跟我在一起。
Always together with me.
而且他们说我有一点像主耶稣的门徒。
And they said I'm like the disciples of Jesus.
因为有人骂耶稣啊。
Because someone would rebuke Jesus.
说他贪食好酒啊。
He's like a glutton and drunkard.
那我不好酒啊。
Because I don't drink.
但是我常常带年轻人去吃饭。
But I always bring the young people to have dinner out.
因为主耶稣也常常带门徒出去野餐呢。
Because Jesus always would bring the disciples to the country to have like a picnic.
主耶稣不但带他们去野餐呢。
Not only have picnic there.
主耶稣常常带他们去吃豪华的盛宴呢。
And always bring them to enjoy banquets and feasts.
你知道法利赛人请客都不是小客。
You know, Pharisees, when they invite you for a meal,
都是大客。
It's like presumptuous.
那主耶稣很少一个人去享受的。
You know, the Lord would never go by himself.
一去就把门徒都带去啊。
Often he would bring the disciples.
所以我也常常带一些年轻人呢。
So always I would bring the young people with me.
吃喝玩乐。
Eat, drink, and be merry.
所以有一些不了解的弟兄姐妹啊。
So some brothers and sisters who don't understand.
听到一些片面的消息啊。
Heard something from the side, some side.
就说这个刘弟兄啊爱世界。
This Peter Liu loved the world.
把年轻人都带坏了。
He's bringing, leading the young people astray.
我说如果
And I told them, if
我把年轻人带坏了
If I'm leading the young people astray,
让他们更爱主啊。
Or leading them to love the Lord more,
让他们更愿意谦卑啊。
More humble,
更愿意投入在神的家中服事啊。
More willing to involve themselves in the ministry.
就算我带坏了我也甘心啊。
Even if that's the result, I'm willing to be labeled like this.
这些年轻人在我周围啊。
You know, these young people around me,
啊常常会跟我说心里话。
Often would tell me the words from the bottom of their heart.
那最常跟我谈的什么问题呢？
The most common questions they would discuss.
当然就是男孩子女孩子的问题
咯。Boys and girls relationship.
有一次有一个小姐妹就跑来问我
Once a young sister came and asked me,
叔叔
Uncle,
你有没有注意到那一个男生呢、啊、
Have you noticed that young man?
我说为什么
Why?
你难道没有发现吗
Have you noticed him?
他常常看我
He always would look at me.
我怎么会没有发现
Why would I not notice that?
那个男孩子
That young man
不敢去追这个姐妹
Dare not to openly try to date
pursue
her.
跑来找我们呢
The young man actually came to us.
我们就告诉他
So we told him
好好祷告
Pray before the Lord.
祷告清楚
Must be clear after prayer.
不要随便交男女朋友。
Don't casually try to date people.
要交很容易啊。
It's easy to pursue or date.
分手很痛苦啊。
But it's very painful to separate.
最好搞清楚了再交啊。
You better be very clear and sure and clear before you do it.
我怎么会搞清楚呢？
Then how can I be sure?
师母就跟他说
So, my wife would told her, him.
要不然这样吧。
What about like this?
你跟我祷告一百天。
You and I pray for 100 days.
每天一起祷告。
Pray together every day.
一百天啊。
100 days.
看一百天以后神会不会给你。
And see how after 100 days, the Lord still wants to give it to you.
让你知道。
And cause you to know.
你该不该跟这个女孩子交往。
That shall you pursue this girl?
所以他是不敢去跟他说话。
So that's why he dare not to go and speak to her.
因为他要祷告一百天啊。
Because he needs to pray for 100 days.
但是有一件事他管不了他自己啊。
But one thing he cannot control himself.
就是他的眼睛啊。
But he cannot control his eyes.
他到哪里他的眼睛就一直跟啊。
Wherever she goes, his eyes would follow her.
所以这个女孩跑来问我。
So that sister came to ask me.
你知不知道啊
Have you noticed?
他一直在看我。
He's been following me all the time.
我说你太过敏了。
And I told her you are just oversensitive.
没有这个事啦。
No such thing.
其实我是怕他知道。
Indeed, I didn't want her to know.
因为我希望他们祷告清楚了再去追那个女孩。
Because I really want him to pray and be clear before he started pursuing her.
你能不能够想象
？Now can you imagine?
天父的眼睛。
Our Heavenly Father's eyes.
一直在你的身上。
He's always have his eyes on you.
你走到哪里
？Wherever you go，
他的眼睛跟着你。
His eyes would follow you。
你知道为什么
？Do you know why？
你们大概都太年轻了。
Maybe you're too young。
已经没有听过一条很老的情歌。
You haven't heard a very old love song。
那条情歌有一句话，我到现在都记得。
There's one in the lyrics I still remember。
I cannot take my eyes off you。
I cannot take my eyes off you。
我的眼睛没有办法离开你、啊。
I cannot take my eyes off you。
是什么样的爱
？What sort of love？
让神的眼睛不能够离开我们。
That has caused our heavenly Father's eyes not off from us。
你如果每一次祷告
，You know every time as you pray，
你想起来
，And then you remember，
他是用什么样的爱在爱你
？What kind of love God is bestowing on you？
你还有什么话不敢跟他说呢
？Then what words you didn't want to say to him？
你知道我长大的教会啊
？You know the church I grew up in
是很保守的
，a very conservative church。
我们男生是不跟女生坐在一起的
，boys and girls seated separately。
啊，我们那个毛病很多啊
，our many problems in the church。
我讲的毛病就是 tradition。
Tradition， yeah。
我们要求很多的
，so many demands。
譬如说，在我们教会啊
，For example, in our church，
你聚会敢笑啊
？You dare not laugh in the meeting。
你太不尊重神了。
You truly very disrespectful to God.
所以我们聚会每一个人都要像去参加葬礼一样。
So every time we go to a meeting, like attending a funeral。
你越要死的样子，就是表示你越属灵啊。
The more you appear like a dead man, the more you are spiritual。
那是我们那个年代。
That was just our age。
我们那个教会就是这样子。
That was the tradition of the church.
我们跟上帝讲话。
You know, when you want to speak to God,
我们很小心的。
Must be very careful.
你不可以乱讲话。
You cannot just speak randomly.
你怎么可以跟上帝这样子说呢
？How can you be randomly speaking?
你忘记了他是谁吗
？You will forget who he is.
他是万王之王。
He's the King of Kings.
他是万主之主
，The Lord of Lords。
有的时候我都会有一种感觉啊
，Often I would have this feeling。
我最好小心一点啊
，I better be more soft。
万一讲错了
，In case I spoke wrongly，
他老人家不高兴啊
，What about if I've offended this old man？
会不会像有一个蚂蚁咬了我一样啊
？So would it be like an ant biting on me？
我就这样子。
I would just crush him to death.
那个时候不认识神的爱。
Back then, I didn't understand the love of God.
不认识神跟我们的关系。
Didn't understand the relationship between God and us.
不知道他是我的父。
Didn't realize he's my father.
不知道我在他心中有多么宝贵的地位。
Didn't realize how precious I am in his heart.
所以我们那个时候祷告都是做文章的。
So back then when I pray, I was just composing a prayer.
要选他爱听的话讲。
Just to choose words that I think would be pleasing to him.
什么愿你永远的旨意成全啊
？May your eternal purpose be accomplished.
啊，你的荣耀彰显啊
！And your glory be manifested.
我心里面的真心话从来不跟上帝说的。
But I dare not speak the real word from the bottom of my heart to the Lord.
直到有一天
，Until one day，
我明白他有多爱我。
When I understand how loving he has been to me，
直到有一天
，Until one day，
我知道我这样子不配的人。
I realize unworthy people like I，
居然在他的心中是他的宝贝。
Indeed has been precious in his heart。
而且我知道
，And then I realize，
随便我说什么。
Whatever I might speak,
无论我说的对还是错
，right or wrong,
他都喜欢呢。
He will be pleased.
你相信吗
？Do you believe in that?
你相信你今天到父面前，随便你说什么，就是你说的是错的，是不该说的。
Can you believe that today, if you go to your father, you might be wrong or right, even wrong words?
你相信不相信他还爱你
？Do you still believe that he loves you?
你相不相信他还喜欢你继续跟他说
？Do you believe that he's still pleased with you continuing speaking to him？
你知不知道
？Do you realize？
我们的父神呢？
Our Heavenly Father.
他从来没有一次
Never once.
对他的儿女
Towards his children.
说 shut up.
Say shut up.
从来没有
Never.
我们可以求错的事
We might be asking the wrong thing.
我不知道你啊。
About, I don't know about you.
我知道我。
But I know myself.
很多的时候我求的我自己后来想想乱讲。
Often I pray and then at the end I realize I was praying for the wrong thing.
还好上帝没有答应。
So good that God didn't answer my prayer.
要答应了我后悔都来不及啊。
If he did, then I would regret for life.
你没有吗？
Have you had that experience?
你慢慢的就会知道一件事。
Then gradually you understand.
家里一个小 baby。
A young little baby at home.
他如果看到爸爸回来。
When he sees father's coming back.
刚刚还会讲话。
Just started, or just able to speak a few words.
抱抱
Just take me, take me.
爸爸就抱他对吧
Obviously the father will hold him.
啊那个吐的脏的在西装上。
Like even dirty spit on the Welsh, or the beautiful suit.
爸爸喜欢不喜欢
Does the father like it?
还喜欢呢
Of course.
还喜欢呢
The father will love it.
为什么
Why?
宝贝啊
It's my baby.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
你是神的宝贝吗
You are the precious baby of the father.
你知道你是神的宝贝
Do you know that you are the precious baby?
你看不见他
You cannot see him.
他一直看着你
But he always sees you.
他不但看你
And not only he sees you.
你知道什么事吗
You know what happened?
他说你父在暗中查看必然报答你
Your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
哎，我不知道你读这节圣经你是怎么读的
I don't know how you read this passage.
你读这节圣经你应该读到这里讲你说岂有此理
You should be annoyed. How can this happen?
怎么可以这个样子呢
How would this happen?
你想想看
Think
你什么时候去祷告
Anytime when you go and pray
你什么时候去祷告
When will you go to pray
好顺利哦
When things are going smoothly
好开心哦
Things are happily happening
然后你就迫切祷告
And then Do you pray eagerly then
有吗
Would it happen
有吗
Did it happen to you?
不要骗我。
Don't lie to me.
那种时候啊。
And that very joyous moment.
我们祷告是祷告的啦。
Of course we do pray.
但是坦白讲我们是不是很迫切的。
But honestly, we didn't pray eagerly when things happened smoothly.
什么时候你最迫切祷告啊?
Now when would you pray eagerly and earnestly?
啊?
When?
哭不出来的时候对不对啊?
When you even cannot cry with tears.
对不对?
Is that right?
没办法了!
When you are helpless.
拼命祷告。
And you pray earnestly.
那个时候你真的很认真的祷告。
And you eagerly and sincerely prayed hard.
不停止的祷告哦。
And you pray unceasingly.
都不要别人劝的。
You don't even need people to ask you to pray.
你看不到神。
You cannot see God.
神看到你
But God sees you.
神爱你
God loves you.
神关心你
And he cares about you.
如果主在这里说
And then if the Lord says here,
说你父在暗中查看
The Father who sees you what is done in secret,
啊就怜悯你
Who have mercy on you,
啊就赐福给你
And will bless you.
这个比较合理你懂吗
That is easier to understand, isn't it?
岂有此理啊
And how can this happen?
就报答你啊
reward you
这什么话
what does it mean to reward you
哎，你祷告有什么功劳啊
what is the point of your prayer
你去祷告对上帝有什么好处啊
what is good to God as you pray
听明白了吗
do you understand what I mean
上帝好像说你做了一件对的事
It's like God, now you have done a good thing, the right thing.
你做的是一件善事。
It's a righteous thing.
我很高兴。
I'm very happy.
我要奖赏你。
I need to reward you.
有道理吗？
Does it make sense?
有道理吗？
Does it make sense?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们圣经读太多了。
We have read the Bible so many times.
读到一个地步啊。
To an extent that,
我们看好像没看见呢。
We read it, but it's like we haven't read it.
是不是？
Is that right?
这不合理的嘛。
It's not reasonable here.
我们走投无路了。
When we were running out of method,
我们拼命的去祷告。
We were helpless and hopeless, and we eagerly and earnestly pray.
我们关上门。
We shut our doors.
我们进到内屋。
Come to our inner room.
我们跟神祷告。
And we ask of the Lord.
他如果听我们祷告。
If he listened to our prayers.
他如果怜悯我们。
And have mercy on us.
我们满意吗？
Are we satisfied?
啊？很满意了，感谢赞美主了，对不对啊？
Be all satisfied and thank and praising him.Allowed.
上帝说不不不不不。
But the Lord says no, no.
你祷告。
You pray.
你所求所想的事。
Whatever you ask and pray for.
我要成全是照我的旨意。
I will accomplish according to my will.
但是那个是另外一回事。
This is another issue.
更重要的是。
More importantly.
因为你祷告啊。
Because you pray.
我要给你一个大礼物啊。
I will give you a big present.
你这样听懂了吗？
Then do you understand?
这样听懂了吗？
You understand the logic here?
没懂。
No.
假如你的小孩。
Imagine your child.
在外面念大学。
They study in the college outside.
没钱了。
Running out of money.
打电话来。
They give you a call.
爸爸
，Daddy，
实在没办法。
I have no other way out。
啊，这个车胎又坏了。
The car was broken。
啊，这个什么什么又发生了什么事啊
？All sorts of problems happening。
啊，我现在真的没钱呐、啊。
I'm running out of money。
救救命啊
！Help me。
啊，寄点钱给我啊。
Can you send me some money? I'm desperate。
如果这个爸爸说好，给你钱。
If the father agrees, okay, I'm going to send you the money。
这个儿子高兴不高兴？
Would the son be very happy?
高兴啊！哇，谢谢爸爸，你真好啊！
Daddy, you are so such a loving father.
结果这个爸爸怎么说呢？
And then the father would answer.
哦，你需要这个钱啊？
Oh, you need this money?
没问题。
All right, no problem.
明天就寄给你。
I will send it to you tomorrow.
但是顺便跟你说啊。
And then tell you what?
因为你回来跟我打电话
，Because you have given me this telephone call，
我太高兴了
，I'm so happy，
我准备给你买一个新车
，I'm going to buy you a new car。
那这个儿子听到怎么样
？You know what would be the response of the son？
吓坏了是吧
？Totally shocked。
哪里有这么好的事啊
？Why would such things? How could these things happen？
我有困难。
I am in need.
我求你帮忙。
I pray and ask for your help.
你已经答应我。
And you have promised to help me.
我已经很好了。
I will already be very happy and satisfied.
很满意了。
Very satisfied.
什么还要送我一个大礼物啊
？How come you will still give me another big present?
好像我做了什么了不起的大事。
It's like I've done something great and remarkable.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
你能够明白吗
？Can you understand here？
当你真的来到父的面前
，When you truly come to your father，
照你的本相
，As you are，
不要装模作样
，No need to fake and pretend，
就把你自己向他打开
，Just open yourself up to the Lord，
把你一切的难处卸在他的脚前
，And cast all your difficulties upon him，
你告诉他你的挣扎。
Tell him your struggles.
告诉他你的痛苦。
Your suffering.
告诉他你的迷惑。
And your confusion.
把你自己和你的一切都摆在他的手上。
Commit you and everything about you to his hand.
你知道当你这样的来亲近神的时候。
You know, if you come to the Lord as you are like this.
他有多开心吗？
You know how pleased he will be.
你能够明白吗?
Can you imagine? Can you understand?
他有多开心吗?
How happy he will be.
他开心到一个地步.
He's so happy to an extent that
他要给你奖赏.
He is going to reward you.
他要报答你.
He will reward you. Recompense you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我真不知道你信的神是什么样的神。
I truly don't understand what a God he is.
圣经所启示的这位神,
the God who the Bible has revealed to us,
他比你还渴望跟你在一起。
He's more desirous, more than you, to be with you.
你想要亲近他,
you want to draw close to him?
他比你还想要更多的亲近你。
He wants more to draw close to you.
你想要跟他讲几句话。
You want to speak to him a few words.
他比你还渴望听见你跟他说几句话。
He wants more to listen to you speaking a few words with him.
你知道他是什么样的一个神吗?
Do you understand what a God he is?
你知道他是 那一位从创立世界以前,
you know, before the creation of the world,
他就一直盼望,
he always wants,
他能够跟我们在一起,
wants to be with us,
他能够跟我们有好的交流,
that he can have good fellowship with us,
他能够听见我们向他的呼求,
that he can hear our cry unto him,
他能够 看到我们把我们的心向他打开。
That he will see we open our heart unto him.
这是他的渴望。
This is his strong desire.
当有人满足了他这一点点的渴望,
when someone is able to satisfy this desire,
他迫不及待。
He cannot wait.
他要奖赏我。
He will reward us.
他要报答我们。
He will recompense you.
这是什么样的神?
What a God we have.
这是什么样的爱?
What love it is.
你父,
your Father,
暗中察看。
He will see what is in secret.
必然报答你。
Will reward you.
必然。
Certainly will.
不是可能,
not maybe.
必然,
will certainly.
报答你,
reward you.
有谁能够在圣灵里面看见?
Who can see in the Holy Spirit?
那一位爱我们的神,
God who loves us.
他呼天唤地,
crying to heavens and earth.
他好像一个人在旷野寻找,
it's like someone in the wilderness seeking and looking for.
寻找有人愿意向他打开,
seeking and looking for someone willing to open himself to him.
寻找有人愿意爱他,
looking for someone who would love him.
他一直寻找,
he's been seeking.
当他寻见的时候,
and then when he has found one,
他太喜乐了,
he's so happy,
他太满足了,
so satisfied,
所以他要给我们奖赏,
that's why he will reward you.
这叫做奇异恩典,
this is amazing grace.
我们常常以为他为我们的罪死在十字架上, 这叫奇异恩典。
You know, often we think when Christ died for us on the cross, this is amazing grace.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
有谁这么要你?
Who would want you like this?
有谁这么的可想你?
Who would so desirous of you?
这一位神,
our God,
你看不见他,
you cannot see him,
他却不能够把他的眼目从你身上 移开片刻。
But he cannot move his eyes from you for just a moment.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们一生活在地上。
Lord, as we live on this earth,
我们寻找爱。
We have been seeking after love.
我们却不知道你是用什么样的爱来爱我们。
But we don't realize what love you have been with us.
如果我们的生命
If our lives
能够做什么
What can we do with our lives?
让你脸上有一点的笑容
That can cause a smile in your face.
我们都愿意
We are willing.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.